This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Winter is coming, kind of.
At some
deal.
Point, baseball is going to have a lockout and a player strike.
At
and
the I mean, end of this coming year.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Year.
Like, it was inevitable. We've gone
and it's
far
going
too
to be,
long without
and because
it.
Of the arrogance of the Dodgers and the utter ineptitude of the current commissioner, guess what? They're going to get a good one. You're going to get one good and hard. It's going to be a big one.
You ain't lying.
It's going to be a big one.
The way the Dodgers have spread that money out.
A joke.
The Shohei Ohtani deal, that was it. That's when everybody looked around and went, are we going to keep doing this?
Are we doing this?
Are we going to keep? You know what? Free agency in Major League Baseball. Jump the shark. There you go.
There you go.
The Dodgers have ruined everything. All right, let's go to John in Alexandria. What's up, John? You're on the Fan.
What's going on, guys? Happy New Year.
Yes, sir, John.
Funny enough, you're talking about baseball. I wanted to bring up the Home Run Derby. It's just lost its pizzazz for me. The timer, you gassing all the hitters. Before, you used to be able to watch them hit it out the park 450 feet. Everybody be watching in amazement. Then they get back to it. Now it's you got to hit 40 balls in, what, under 4 minutes or 3 minutes. You're gassing the batters. They have to take a one-minute break to chug their Gatorade and get back to it. I don't know. Their heads just aren't in it when they got to be timed like that. That's all I got to say about that.
All right. Thanks for the call. I think the pitch clock is brilliant, but I wanted them to make it a little bit longer after the first year. They made it shorter. Yeah. It went from, like, what, 22 seconds to 18? I forget the numbers. Mm-hmm. But they shaved even more off of it, and I'm like, it's a good idea. Just give it a little more time to breathe.
Right. Right. You got to give these guys some level of breath that's there. I understand the, like, moving things forward, but – some things are a swing and a miss, pun intended, yes. And
hey-o.
You have to move on occasionally, too. I will never forget this. When the NBA tried, remember the freestyle round in the slam dunk contest that John Wall won? There's your trivia for you. The year John Wall won a slam dunk contest.
There was a freestyle round?
The first
what does
round,
that mean?
It looked like they were warming up. And everybody just went out and dunked freestyle on a hoop. Your turn, your turn. Like a, think of the layup line, but with dunks.
Get
it was
out.
1 year. It was the year John Wall won that slam dunk contest. And by the way, it was a really good dunk. He did the, you know, jump between the legs, catch it over the mascot's head, dunk it back over his head, whatever they called that dunk. I don't know. Yeah.
2014.
Okay. There you go.
That one was lost to history my mind. I don't even remember that.
That's one of my trivia questions I will always have for everybody. But you listen, they've tried to do that with the slam dunk contest. The home run derby in Major League Baseball hasn't gone the route of the slam dunk contest. It still has some level of, like, luster that's there. But I'm with that guy that just called. It's like, it's not the same that it used to be. It's kind of like the three-point contest has still kept something in the All-Star game because it's simple. It's just great shooters shooting. The home run derby is great hitters hitting. You don't want to mess with it too much. The dunk contest means you have to be more creative. You got to be original. It's got to look different. shooting threes, you're shooting threes. Hitting home runs, you're hitting home runs. So there's a little level
more
of just
artistry
like,
involved.
Yes. So when you don't have the level of artistry like the slam dunk contest has had, then people go, well, I'm tired of this crap. I don't want to watch this anymore.
You know my idea to reinvigorate the home run derby?
What's that?
Pitchers only.
Can we bring Bartolo Colon out just
yes.
for that?
Yes. Yes. Let's see. Let's see what pitchers.
Carlos Zambrano, he was a great hitter.
Let's see which pitchers can actually rake a little bit.
Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer was all right. He could work that.
What if they just invited two pitchers every year to compete? Just a 1v1 head-to-head thing.
I could work with that.
You know, one of the greatest pitcher home runs in history was Brandon Woodruff as the starter against the Dodgers in the NLCS in Milwaukee at home, first inning, just went Pearl Harbor on, I think, Kershaw. Surprised the hell out of him, took him left field. Imagine being the starting pitcher at home, NLCS, and you go yard. That was before, of course, the DH rule.
And that's taken away all of that. Though I'm fine with it. I'd rather have a DH than because there's only a few pitchers you actually want to see step up.
No,
to the plate
seeing
anyway,
the nine so. Hole bat 122 on an average basis, if that, maybe 067, not fun.
All right, let's go to Easy E in Rockville. What's up? Nope.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And he's gone.
Had him.
And he hung up just
like
that.
Feels like his phone was outside the window, and then when we put him on the air, he dropped
it. Dropped it.
He was like,
out
oh,
the
crap.
Car.
He's like, oh, I'm on the air.
Heard,
oh, no. Oh, no.
There you go.
I had a great point.
Well, then we'll have to wait on that then. All right, John's in McLean. What's up, John?
Hey, happy New Year's, fellas. And, Zabe, great to hear you on terrestrial radio. Hope everything works out. I'm a loyal podcast listener.
Thank you very much, John.
I have two and one that will never jump the shark. The first one's probably sacrilegious, but the Masters Par 3 tournament.
What?
Wow.
You just, his face got red when you said that.
Sir.
You have
10 seconds to repent before being cast out of the House of Golf Nerdery.
I love the Masters, been to the Masters. It's now like, let's just put the kids in caddy suits and have them run around the par 3 course.
Yeah, I know. And they don't try, and the kids get
nobody wants to win because
no one's won the par 3 and the Masters in the same year. Not everybody plays. They can't even accommodate the whole field. It'd be too crowded. I get it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The other one I have.
So what are they going to do on Wednesday afternoon, then? Practice more?
Eat
pimento cheese sandwiches.
Competitive putt-putt. How about that?
Pro-am. The other one, women's basketball. The air has gone
women's
out.
Women's basketball has never been hotter.
Yeah, this is like the moment it's been really popular.
I don't know. I mean, I think the air has gone out of the Caitlin Clark balloon. I mean,
well, there's that. Now, that is an interesting angle.
She was hurt a lot this year, though, too.
Was she?
Oh, wait, do you have a conspiracy theory?
Yes.
Oh, but do we have tinfoil anywhere? Tinfoil on Tabe's head. Let's go.
What was her injury last year? Did she blow out her ACL? No. Did she rupture an Achilles? No.
She had
this mystery calf injury that she was supposedly working back from. She was supposedly working back from. And then in like warm-ups or shoot around, she re-injured it, they said. And then she didn't come back afterwards. To me, it was very fishy. She took basically the whole summer off.
One thing that will never jump the shark, the bullpen baseball helmet cart. We need more of those.
Well, you're right, but it went extinct. So I don't know. It kind of did jump the shark. You know,
I thought a couple teams still have it.
Oh, maybe they brought them back. I know this. You can buy some of those old carts if you look hard and wide on the internet.
Can you?
Yes, they have. I've seen them pop up on auction sites. Like, get this authentic Cardinals bullpen cart.
I'm sure that's quite a price tag on those.
I believe there was a couple helmet carts for the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely.
That also came online.
Thank you, John. Yeah.
Thanks, John. Imagine buying that and the trailer shows up to your house and your wife comes out with her robe and her coffee going, what is this?
Here's the reason why honey, got me excited.
Honey, you got to understand. Yeah. Okay, this was important to my youth. This meant a lot to me. How much was this? It wasn't much.
It doesn't matter.
$14,000.
Yeah, yeah.
What? And then you say, where are you going to put it? In the yard, I guess. We'll put it out back.
Our golf cart has gotten a little old, so you're kind of getting the gears turning for me right now.
Oh, really?
To just go and see how this could work here. Because our neighborhood is very golf cart centric.
Okay.
A lot of people have, you know.
What do you got?
Great sound. Oh, I don't know. Some
you got
old,
an easy go. You got a Yamaha. You got a club car.
It's an old easy go.
Talk to me. Let's go, golf cart nerd.
We're gonna have to. Oh, it's not nerdy enough. It is
battery or gas.
It's battery.
Okay.
It is the water filled batteries.
You gotta fill the waters. They'll go dead otherwise. Expensive repair.
I know.
Those batteries don't last forever. By the way,
I have replaced the batteries already in it. It's already
$3,000 a piece.
I wanna put a lift kit on it, but I've also I wanna just get this thing up because we got the
big. You wanna lift it? You wanna trick it?
Yes, I want neon lights on it. I want speakers. Oh. I want all of that. People in our neighborhood have that, and it just makes me get so jealous. I'm like, oh, man, I want that.
Apparently, the Chinese are really disrupting the golf cart market because they're able to make a much cheaper, better electric golf cart.
Are they?
Yes, but they're not allowing them to be imported.
It's like the electric cars they have over there that are supposed to be better than Teslas. Yes. And I've seen those.
So you got to kind of work around the restrictions on that.
Yeah. Do you have a guy?
I don't have a guy, but you know what? Right. We have a radio show and people are listening. If there's any golf cart guys out there, young Nick needs himself a new cart.
Gonna need a new one. Let's go. We've had this one since we moved in 4 years ago, and it was one of those like, let's start with a base model.
You got upgrade fever now.
We'll go from there. We took it out last night.
You need the four-seater with the back seats that flip down.
Oh, dude, yes.
You need the seat belts. You need the actual street legal lights so you can take it on the street.
I need to get it enclosed, too, because you can't take it out in the cold. It's not the same.
Hold on.
Oh, trust me.
Yeah, so this is basically a Honda Accord EX fully loaded, $43,995. But don't worry, we got payment plans
for you. It's fine. Don't worry. All right, let's go to Eazy-E, who's back. I guess he's got his phone now, Zay. What's up, Eazy-E?
He did a U-turn. He got the phone. Yeah. Eazy-E, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Look, I don't know. The phone just hung up. But anyway, here's what I'm going to say. I agree with you guys. The NHL being down in Miami is blah. That they have completely lost me putting a NHL Winter Classic, keyword winter, in a warm state.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care that the Panthers won back-to-back Stanley Cup. You know what? Move out of the state if you want to be hosting it. I don't care. It doesn't belong anywhere below South Carolina or North Carolina. I don't want it even in Georgia. It doesn't belong in places like that. D.C. was fine, okay? Even when they played at, I can't remember the stadium that the Caps played, the Hurricanes at, but that was fine because it's literally a cold state. If it gets below 40, it is considered cold. If it's at 40, okay. Now, here's where I think the Winter Classic Stadium Series, we can call it actually, should come to. I think the Commanders should host it only because, not now, but in 4 years, mm-hmm. because I really and truly think they're going to end up getting a retractable roof, which means they can open the dome and bring in the cold elements. Heck, I wouldn't even be mad if some way, somehow, it made its way to the new Buffalo Bills Stadium. Why? Because it's cold. Thanks for taking my call.
Right. I'm 100% with him on the new Commander Stadium having it, because let's be real, you have to have other big events at these stadiums now. No. Guarantee
it's financial malpractice to have a one-use stadium that's exposed to the elements.
Although I don't think we're getting the moat.
We're not getting Moat X Field was favorite version of Dan Snyder's fever wet dreams about what he would have. No, you got to enclose it. It's a nostalgic thing to say, I love outdoor winter football. Oh, yeah? How often do you go to games? Mm-hmm. How often do you sit there? Mm-hmm. Well, they do it at Lambeau. Lambeau's different. I mean, that is a iconic, historic, one-of-a-kind type deal. But everyone else would be stupid. I mean, you're talking, we're going to have so many events at the new place because thank God they got the location right. That was the miracle of 2025. And I followed that as it came down to not just the 11th hour. It was 11:58:58 they finally said, okay, let's do this. And I just shudder to think if that had not happened, how much lift and how much longer it would have taken to get a place. By the way, here's Amerant Bank Arena for Florida.
Okay.
This is where the Panthers play. They don't play down in Miami.
Yeah.
But they're playing it down at the Marlins Stadium.
Right.
Look at where it is. It's right against the swamps Nick.
It is.
And the surrounding area has such exciting things as a rainforest cafe and the Sawgrass Mills Shopping Center. And a Walmart super center. Like, it is in the middle of generic suburban sprawl Florida next to the Everglades.
Take a fan boat. You can do a fan boat.
You could.
And then there you go. You've got that.
Pretty much could.
All right, Sam, I'm going to let you go. Ben's yelling at me. Don't care. You have a Zabe story. Go, Sam. You're on.
All right. Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year, gentlemen. I'm going to go off the range here. Please forgive me, but... Zabe, you were on a couple days ago. Obviously, everyone loves having you back. Wonderful to hear your voice.
Love everyone.
For us longtime listeners. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm glad to have you back.
The reason, though, Nick, good to talk to you too, buddy. The reason, though, I had a dream about you, Zabe, the night before you came back on the radio.
I hope Zabe was naked in this dream. Please tell me this is an awkward.
No. This is a family-friendly show, all boys. Right. But Zabe came to me, and he's like, Sam, I need you to help me get back on the radio. Like, I need a permanent slot. So I guess I have connections. I'm making calls. Zabe's following me around everywhere. I'm having meetings. And we got Zabe a permanent spot from 12 to 4 Monday to Friday back on 106.7 The Fan. So I just want to call and let you know that. It was an awesome dream. I woke up. I'm in the car the next day shopping, and you're on the radio. So really, really cool story.
That's amazing.
We've got wonderful hosts here filling those spots, and 4 hours is more than you need of me. 4 hours is more than I need. I'm just happy to pop in whenever available.
I'm just glad you made it into this man's dreams.
I was hoping the dream would be, I had a dream that you were somehow in the NBA and you dunked in LeBron's face and then just started a brawl because you were talking crap. Like, that'd be the dream I'd want to be in. Yeah.
Again, I was still hoping it was a sex dream about you, but that's just me. It shows where my mind goes. Steve Zabe and Nick Ashew in for the guys on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.